But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, where we are is toward the end of the NFL season, and the Niners aren't going to make the playoffs, and everybody wants a lot of change, right? Yeah. And so, you know, either don't pay Brock or do pay Brock or whatever you want to do. I think that the baseline to all of our discussion is the reality that they're going to pay Brock Purdy, and they're going to keep Brock Purdy as a quarterback. And it had me thinking about where the Niners are in relation to every other team in the NFL, because if there's one thing you need to have in the NFL in order to be good, it is a good head coach and a good quarterback. And if you don't have both, it's going to be really difficult, I think, for you to be a good team consistently in the NFL. So I was starting to think, Mark, about all 32 teams and where the Niners fall in the coach quarterback combo tier, so to speak.
Okay. All right. So what? How many tiers are there?
Four tiers.
All right.
And I laid it out where there is the, you've got both. You've got the tier two is you have one, but you're not sure about the other. Tier three is you're not sure about either or both. And tier four is you don't have either
one. You definitely have neither.
So okay. Let's start with tier four because it's easy.
Can I ask you one question about your email?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just before we start, I noticed that the Rams are both in tier one and tier four. So I'm wondering who that was actually supposed to be.
The tier four would be LAV.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
thank
a typo.
You for that because
I just want to make sure I knew what was going on.
No, so it's funny because I went through it.
LVR.
Yes.
LVR.
As I went through it, I counted 31 teams and I had forgotten a team, and it was Tampa Bay. And so I ended up putting them in a tier that maybe they don't belong in.
Okay.
We can debate the tiers, right. But for me, tier four, you have neither. The Jets, Cleveland, Tennessee, Vegas,
the Raiders,
the Giants, and Carolina. For me, you don't have a quarterback.
I think that's fair.
And you don't have a coach.
That's fair.
Now, the Giants, you may love Brian Daboll. I don't. They may keep him. I'm not sure if they will. But for me, those six teams have neither a coach nor a quarterback.
Okay. I will co-sign on the six teams that that you mentioned.
And I apologize for the typo.
That's okay.
I was trying to raise a two-year-old, make lunch, and I was doing like seven things at once.
That happens.
That's no excuses. Tier three, you're not sure about either, or you're not sure about both of those spots. Miami, for me, is tier three. You're not sure about the coach, and you're not sure about the quarterback.
They're paying them like they're sure about them, but I hear what you're saying.
Indianapolis is another one. Dallas, I don't think you're sure about the coach or the quarterback. Chicago, New England, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and New Orleans.
Yep. Although, I mean, I kind of almost want to drop New Orleans down to tier four.
Yep.
Just because I don't think anyone's under the impression you're actually going to ever do anything special with Derek Carr. And they're in coach limbo as well. So,
yep.
But fair, a point well taken.
Yeah, and Atlanta's the other one because, you know, you're in a spot where...
No, you got a first-round draft pick, though. So,
right,
like,
but
he
you're
might
not
be.
Sure.
No, of course not. He hasn't played yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that one, to me, was a tough one. Tier two is you have one coach or quarterback, but you're not sure about the other. And I look at Pittsburgh, where you've got Mike Tomlin. You're still sure about him, the quarterback. I mean, he's been good this year, but when Russ is gone, is it going to be Fields? Cincinnati, you love the quarterback. The coach, I'm not sure about. Denver, you love the coach, and the quarterback looks to be a dude, but the jury's still a little bit out for me.
Well, anybody who's only played, you know, 10 games or so in their career, you know, even your next team, for example, Jaden Daniels.
Right.
I mean, I would certainly bet on him, but you never know which way it's going to go.
You know, I also think the coach is still, I mean, Dan Quinn is a guy who's had a great year, but I'm not sure if he's a real one. And then I added in Minnesota. You don't know about your future quarterback.
Right.
And then Seattle and Arizona, I think you like the coach early on in both spots, but you're not sure about the quarterback.
Okay, so brings us to what we're trying to get to, which is tier one. These are the teams you believe that you firmly have both in place.
Right, and this is where I believe you absolutely have to be to be a real team. And we talk about Kansas City, of course, and Buffalo. I put Philadelphia in. Sirianni's a guy who it's easy to deride, but I mean, this year it sure seems like
they've been successful.
Right.
Like, so, I even have, like, Buffalo, I'm not ever overly impressed by McDermott.
Right.
They win. They haven't won in the end. You got Josh Allen.
Yep.
He's winning divisions. He's going to the playoffs every year. You got to give him the credit that's there.
And my other top tier teams are Detroit and the Chargers, Baltimore, Houston, Green Bay, the Rams, Tampa, and the Niners.
Okay. So that's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 teams.
Tampa was the last one I added because, you know, I like the coach and the quarterback has been good, but I'm not sure. You know, they probably are more of a tier two, honestly.
Well, and the Rams one is interesting, too, because I won't argue your point, but also I don't know how much time Stafford's got left, and I don't know that they're actually going to threaten to do things in the playoffs as they are currently constructed. I can't argue that one. Tampa, same thing. Look, the guy's producing. I know that we don't see him as a long-term play, but the bottom line is he's producing and he's still young. You know what I mean? Like, he's not...
even 30, right?
No, he's not even 30. So, I don't have much issue with that, but what we're essentially looking at here is, at best, only a third of the league can claim they feel good about quarterback and coach.
Together, exactly.
Correct.
Which had me thinking about the whole idea about Brock and, he's not worth 60, he's not worth 55, he's not worth whatever he's worth or not worth. He's worth it because you have to be in this group, I believe, to be a real team. Shanahan is signed. Shanahan's been successful. Brock Purdy's been successful. So if you want to be a part of this elite group, and if you look at these teams, Kansas City, Buffalo, Philly, Detroit, Chargers, Baltimore, those are all playoff teams. Houston and Green Bay, playoff teams. Tampa, right now, a playoff team. The Rams, trending. The Niners, the only one in this group not a playoff team. But if you get rid of your quarterback and you go into next year with another quarterback, whoever that is, you're suddenly not in tier one, and how does that help you?
That's the thing that I always kind of get to, and I try to do this with any situation. We've all got our opinion, but before you really bring juice behind it, try to spin around to the other side and look at it from the opposite angle, and if you still feel firmly about the way you feel, great. Then it's time to ride with it. But when you look at the Brock conversation, and you hear people go, this is not a $60 million quarterback. And again, because of not knowing the structure of the deal and the funny money of the NFL, I don't know why we still do that. 55, 60 means something completely different for one guy than it might in a different contract. Before you go down that road, before you jump in with Colin Cowherd and the rest of the world who's ready to make some hay in the world of content by going, this is not a $60 million quarterback, and the Niners should do something different. All right, spin around to the opposite side and see if you actually believe, because you'll say Brock is not worth 60. And my question is, what are the Niners worth without him?
Exactly.
That's my question. So whenever you want to stick this number on it, ask yourself next year, with Brock Purdy not on the team, what in God's name are the 49ers doing with this fancy roster and your Super Bowl or bust mentality?
Exactly. And I had somebody on Twitter earlier today say, well, you can use your mid-round pick to get the next quarterback.
I mean.
And, you know, we can run through the last 4 years of first-round quarterbacks, and we can see that 16 of the 20 have not gotten extensions with their team.
Stop comparing Brock to other quarterbacks and compare what the 49ers would be with him and versus without him.
Exactly.
And that's where you get your value. They'd suck without him. Suck. Out loud.